Well, I see it, but I don't believe it. Luna Fox has won the Kennedy Australian Guineas. Pays $139.50 super tab, which is unders. $250 is what you would have got if you've fixed your place bet or your price. 250-1 on the fix. The last 250-1 winner of a Group 1 I can think of was in a Guineas, the Caulfield Guineas, Aberitty.
Yeah, and Aberitty and Bin Binger wasn't far off him.
Pablo's also, Pulse in a also galaxy.
200-1, wasn't he? Mm. Pablo's Pulse.
Mickey but, D for Paul Prushka. How did it happen, Turfy?
I don't look. You know, as I mentioned in the pre-race, he did win the size here. Let's listen to
Holly McKechnie.
Can't believe it. I mean, he's always had a lot of ability, this horse. But obviously last start, he just went below par and we couldn't really find any issues. So we've done the old trick of the blinkers and it seems to have done the job.
Can you imagine what Paul's saying at the moment, training a Group 1 winner and Australian Guineas winner?
Oh, he will be beside himself. I'm so proud of my partner. He works so hard. He is at home working. But it's just an unreal moment. We know congratulations to all the owners.
Yeah, we know he's an incredible horseman. We know that. We've seen it. Surprise Baby's been a great advertisement of it. He's done a masterstroke here to somehow get this boy back to his best.
Yeah, like I said, last time was just out of character. He'll always try this horse, but I do think getting to the outside and the addition of blinkers certainly helped him.
Oh, I can imagine. So the owners, what was the message to them today?
Oh, I think they're, well, we said, let's hope he's hitting the line, you know, because he didn't hit the line last time at all. And I know they're having a big get-together out at Rocky Baldwin, so have fun, guys. It's a good night.
Oh, that's a sensational performance. I'll allow you to go, and you better go and lead him in. Well done, Holly.
Thank you.
That is unbelievable. Mm. Now, Turfy, did you get a little piece of the first four? 6, 4, 2 and 10 has played 974,000.
No, I had him in the quaddie at Flemington last start. My great mate, Terry O'Sullivan, who trained him, that horse to win a size produce, kept saying to me, he's a very, very good horse. But I gave up on him after that poor run in the CS Hayes, and here he is storming down the outside and, of course, knocking off the horse that you back.
Cherry
Six, who has been spectacular.
Enormous Cherry Tortoni.
Stone motherless last.
If he draws a gate, he probably wins.
He probably wins, yeah. But Mickey D, a lovely ride there on the winner. Tagaloa's done a terrific job doing all the work up front and didn't really have to do a little bit of work to get there. But Cherry, I mean, he's got to within about a neck of him, I reckon, coming from, you know, Stone, half a length. Stone motherless, but
Embolism's improved out of sight.
Sure.
Running fourth.
Look, you know,
Ole Kirk, what do you make?
They're not much good, these horses. I mean, it's a Group 1 3-year-old race, but they are a very, very even bunch. Cherry Tortoni going forward, yes. Jet Propulsion did a fair bit of work mid-race, and I reckon he's hung on there and run sixth or seventh. So
they've just showed the winning owner underreacting. He just sort of was a little bit happy.
I'm trying to remember whether Terry actually owned him when he trained him. I'm not sure. Let's have a listen to winning jockey Mickey D.
Well, I don't really care, to be honest.
Fair enough. Describe that moment when he burst clear.
Oh, God. Can't actually believe it hasn't sunk in because, well, to be honest, I didn't give him much hope. No one else really did either. So all I could do today was do my job and do it to the best of my ability and hopefully the horse runs well in doing so. And well, I had the blinkers on today and just a massive improvement. They drilled it into me before the race that just stay off the fence and from the gate, we were able to get the perfect run three wide and work into it. So, look, it's obviously a massive thrill that I can't really believe it's just happened.
Well, you rode him first up when, to be blunt, he was playing, but could you tell when you were warming him up that the blinkers had really switched him on?
Not really. He's quite a casual sort of a horse in his own right, but I could tell when we jumped from the barriers that He was ready to go with those blinkers on because he jumped, put himself thereabouts, not too far off the tempo. So, he just did the rest.
Well, you'll ride many Group 1s in your career, mate, but you'll never forget this day. 300-1. We'll remember where we were. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Gee, another Group 1 for Mickey D. A moment that he won't forget up there with Tears I Cry and the other Bolter Group 1 victors. Dean Lester, is there any way, shaking up and down the form, inside out, that you gave Luna Fox a chance in that race?
No, there's not. If you look back, he won a sires at Flemington and he beat Ole Kirk. He finished finished 3.5 lengths behind him in a Caulfield Guineas. So what Turfy said when I just tuned back in and what Matthew's been saying for a while is they're not much good and they're very even. And maybe Tagaloa at 1400's a pretty handy horse, and maybe at 2000 metres Cherry Tortoni's a pretty handy horse. And in between, this group of and the sprinting fillies, I think, are really good. September Run and Swat's that, but these mile group are very very even and average. And I think had he stayed down here, I think Moonga would have won that race easily. And he's the one.
Year 12 class in 1986. We were just a dud group.
Yeah, it
no
happens.
One amounted to anything at all from that class.
And 86 Aberiti won the Guineas, so that adds up. Yeah.
The girls all got married early and had 8 kids by the time they were 23 and all that, you know.
That's just the back of smash thing. But,
yeah, it's like some drafts. I interviewed Roy Hilton at a lunch yesterday. He was number 3 draft pick in, I think it was, 98. Gardner was 1, and I can't even. Chris Heffernan, 2. Not the best draft. But this year, you've got to give your kudos to Paul Prushka, Dino, to get that horse, blinkers on, winkers off, whatever he's done, to have a performance like that. That's another feather in Prushka's cap.
Yeah, and just that they drummed into Mickey D, getting to the outside of horses. Obviously, they've got a theory he wouldn't go inside them, and that can happen. They can just switch off and. He's made himself very very valuable today to some degree.
I tell you who was. I know I'm not just saying because I got it completely wrong because he did it in reverse. But Grand Slam actually ran terrific. You have a look at the replay. He's actually run a mighty race.
He was the first horse that came out wide before the home turn, wasn't he? I did.
Yeah,
see
look at his last furlong. Yeah. But anyway, he's a cart horse.
I'm wrapped for Holly and Paul, and I hope. My mate had something on him, Terry O'Sullivan, who he was a huge rat for that horse.
Going to bring in James Winks now. Dino, as I bring in Winksy, just give your report card on the big ones. Ole Kirk, Tagaloa, Cherry Tortoni, clearly outstanding, Asar, and Zoo Dancer.
I thought Zoo Dancer, I was opposed to her, and she ran really well. There was a bit of a shuffle up after about 400 metres, and she lost a bit of rhythm. I thought Tagaloa was beautifully rated in front, had its chance to win. I don't know if we'll see Ole Kirk again. He came out of the gates ordinary. He wanted to hang a bit. I think probably job done with him, and he'll just shuffle off to stud now. And the rest of them, they were all gone at the 200, and yet they all finished within about 4 lengths of each other. Now, Cherry Tortoni's the only one that's really peeled a lot of ground off them late.
James Winks joins us. Winksy, what's your summary of the Australian Guineas?
Yeah, I give it a hope, the winner, actually.
Oh, stop it. You did not.
The only thing I do remember is Turfy did give it a chance at first up and he jumped ship. So, anyway, look, the great game, that's why it's racing, because anything can happen. Obviously, the Hood's done the trick. If you dissect his form, he's been around the mark. But, yeah, you might be right. They just might be an even, ordinary bunch of three-year-olds. Terry Tortoni, probably the horse that you want to follow going out, because he's going to get up in trip where a lot of these aren't going to be able to go any further. So, yeah, Ole Kurt, Spain, probably, like Dean said, Breeding Barn. Tagalola had a chance on speed. But, yeah, just it is what it is, I suppose.
Just guys, including you, Winksy, and Dean, if he's still there, what does it do? Say, Ole Kirk, after winning the Golden Rose and the Guineas, everyone says, oh, he's worth $20 million. Is he still worth that? Is the deal done, so to speak? Or what does it mean now that he's proven to be...
Well, you would know more about the prices written by journalists in the paper, what colts and stuff are worth, than actually the reality. So you tell us.
I don't know. Dino, do you... Sorry, Doc, I didn't mean to brush you with that, but I just don't...
Well, no, there's so much mayonnaise when we talk about the value of colts and...
Whatever value it was, does it still hold to what it was on Caulfield Guineas days, or is there damage done to, say, an Ole Kirk?
Before you throw to Dean, can I say this? That there's not... I couldn't care less about the breeding industry.
I love it. I think it's interesting.
Well, someone's going to like a turf, or you'd be watching cartoon races.
Well, I bet on cartoon races, don't
you? Yeah, I heard the fence was off the other day too.
I do love it when I see punters in hotels urging jockeys on and cartoon
races. Winksy, you've had a bit to do with the stallion making stable. Does this? What's your gut feeling about what it does to the value of an Ole Kirk?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought it would be ideal, but he was dominant in the spring. Not ideal. And I suppose you could say the same for Sarah Dragon. I wouldn't have Cox played him going a failure the other day. What does that do to him? But we're all for wanting to run on, but then now you can see why the owners elected, go to stud straight away after they've had them good preps, because obviously it does devalue them. That's the reality of it.
And that's the gutlessness of the breeding industry, isn't it?
Well, let me correct myself. I don't mean I couldn't care less about it, but I hold it in the same esteem as, say, real estate.
Yeah.
You've made a lot of money out of real estate.
You have, exactly. And you made a lot of money out of breeding as well.
Scorched Earth just won the Magic Millions at Murray Bridge, by the way.
Absolutely bolted in by about five lengths.
And Johnny Maloney.
Good on it, Johnny.